Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bolalawa. Today is Friday, December 22nd, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, We Are Like Him. Our text taken from the book of 1 John chapter 4 verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Pastor Chris says, when you received Christ, you received his life and nature and became like him. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1 further explicates this truth. It says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. We're his offspring, born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Think about it. If you are born of God, what does that make you? Divine! No wonder he said through the psalmist, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. The Lord Jesus reiterated this truth when he said, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? The people of the world may not recognize us, just as they did recognize Jesus when he came. But today, through divine revelation, our eyes have been opened to this truth to walk accordingly. The Bible says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What does this mean? It means our physical bodies will be transformed into glorified bodies at the Master's return. But right now, we have his life and nature as he is. So are we in this world. Recall that after his resurrection, his disciples were gathered in a room with the doors and windows shut, but Jesus came into their midst through a wall. They initially thought he was a ghost, but he invited them to touch him, emphasizing that he had flesh and bones, unlike a ghost. Outwardly, our divine nature, personality and identity may not be readily apparent to the people of the world, but it makes no difference. We're who God says we are, sons of God, not only for the future, but right now. Glory! Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for your life and nature in me. I celebrate my identity knowing that you created me in your image and in your likeness. I'm a partaker of your glory, majesty, splendor, and righteousness. Thank you for your organic and existential attributes are manifest in me. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 48 and 49 from the Amplified Version, and Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, outwardly, our divine nature, personality and identity may not be readily apparent to the people of the world, but it makes no difference. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.